This is The Home Run with Lee Dixon, streaming live on the app and online. My special guest this afternoon is Justine Kay, who's project officer with Island Project. Good afternoon, Justine. How are you?
Good afternoon, Lee.
Now, can you tell us what the Island Project is?
Yeah, absolutely. The Island Project is the world's largest dementia prevention project. I'm working with the Island Project, which is part of the Wiking Dementia Research and Education Centre at the University of Tasmania. And we have some wonderful participants across Tasmania. We've got nearly 13,000 people that are involved in the Island Project, so it's open to anyone from the age of 50 and over can help us with our research into dementia prevention.
So are you asking people to be part of this project or are you selecting people? How's that work?
Anyone that's a resident of Tasmania that's age 50 and over can be involved in our research.
Yeah, right, okay.
They can join the project and get our newsletters and information about how you can prevent your dementia, your risk of developing dementia, and be involved in our research as well. And so we know that research is really important to find ways of treating things like dementia and maybe even a cure at some point. So anyone that'd like to join us, you can log on to our website and sign up.
And that's where UTAS comes into it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the research side?
Yes, yeah, and great. Education as well. Yeah. So we offer some free courses on how you can prevent dementia and understanding dementia, and these are free courses available to anyone that are offered a few times a year.
And how do we get in touch, first of all, if we are interested in being part of this study?
Yeah, so you just have to Google Island Project and it will come up and you can sign up. And we offer every year, we'll be doing annual assessments, so annual surveys where people will give us data and information about themselves. And the aim of it is for people to see how they fare on the risk factors for dementia. We know there's around about 12 risk factors that you can actually modify to reduce your risk for developing dementia. And with that information over time, what we'd like to see is people that are getting an understanding of their dementia risk and what they can do to have a healthier brain and hopefully not get dementia, that we may actually see a reduction in the prevalence of dementia in Tasmania.
It is Dementia Action Week. We hear that word very often, dementia, but a lot of us don't understand what it is. What is dementia?
Yeah, it's a really great question, and I thought I knew what it was before I joined the Island Project, but it's actually the symptoms and signs of diseases that cause dementia. So the most common is Alzheimer's disease, and the most common symptom and the first symptom that people will notice is memory loss.
Yep.
But it could be a range of other diseases that cause dementia that can change things like personality, behaviour, and other things that, you know, our brain does for us. So it's really important if people are thinking that something may not be quite right to get it checked out by their GP.
You mentioned those markers earlier. What are some of the symptoms that people should be watching out for within themselves if they are concerned or they've got a family history?
Yeah, look, it's things like, I guess the most common thing is memory. So, I mean, I've probably lost my keys a few times today.
We're all guilty of that.
We're all guilty of that, obviously.
But when should it be of some concern?
That's a question we get quite a lot. It would be a concern if that person doesn't realise that they've lost them. It could be even things of misplacing items, particularly those that if they're living with someone in the household, they may put, say, the coffee in the fridge and the milk in the cupboard and not realise that that's happened.
Yeah.
But I think people that are living with someone that may have some of that memory decline will notice these symptoms as well. Could even be things like movement, could be the way that people walk, it could be subtle, even dramatic changes in behaviour as well. But always get these things checked out by your GP.
We often associate dementia with elderly. Can it be prevalent in younger people?
Yeah, you can get a younger onset of dementia, which is below the age of 65.
Yep.
But I think the one thing that a lot of people don't understand is dementia is not a normal part of ageing. It's not inevitable, and it's never too late to do something about reducing your risk for developing dementia.
So that being said, what are some of the contributing factors that we can change in our lifestyles?
So there's a range of modifiable risk factors, Lee, that we can all do. And if you think about having a healthy heart, you have a healthy brain, but there's some other things that you can do to have a healthy brain, and that's things like being socially engaged. So whether that be involved in a club or an organisation, volunteering, because your brain uses so much energy to have a conversation with someone, if you can think about it. You know, you're looking at visual cues, you're trying to understand what someone's saying, you're thinking about how you can respond. So that's a really great way of reducing your risk. And also things like hearing impairment. If you're feeling that your hearing's not up to scratch, get it checked out, because we think there is a link between hearing loss or hearing impairment and dementia as well. And also keep your brain active and not just doing the crossword every day.
I was going to say Sudoku.
Which is great to keep doing that. But things like doing, I don't know, maybe if you've wanted to play an instrument and you've never done it, learning something new and keep, you know, making that brain ticking over and expanding it, because we know that with more brain connections, more cells connected in your brain, you can actually withstand the disease should it occur in your brain.
The brain is a big muscle, and much like all the other muscles in your body, to keep them healthy and active, you've got to work them.
Yeah, well, if you don't use it, you lose it kind of thing. And it, you know, it does everything for us, so it's so important to keep it healthy.
So when you say perhaps join a club, maybe you're going through your life the same things every, it's Groundhog Day, you're not expanding your, you're not giving your brain any opportunity to do anything different. So it's, gets quite monotonous for the brain itself, doesn't it, if you don't?
It can, yeah. Look, you can do so much for your brain, and just something that you're interested in as well is really, really important, or else you just won't keep doing it. And that's why we want to try and get people aware of the things that you can do to keep you, your brain healthy and keep yourself healthy.
There's an expo coming up on the coast later this week, is there?
Yeah, on Thursday at the Parranapple Centre. It's a free expo. So this is, we thought it'd be really interesting to bring together organisations and clubs and groups in the Devonport region that offer services and support, not just for people that have dementia and their carers, though they will be there, but for anyone that's interested in how they can prevent their risk of developing dementia, or how they can reduce it, what they can get involved with to keep them active in the community, whether it be volunteering, whether it be joining a club. We've got a range of exhibitors, over 30 exhibitors that will be at the Parranapple Centre on Thursday between 10 and 2.
And what about some online resources? Any you'd suggest today to people that want to learn more, or perhaps are concerned about a relative or friend that they might be showing the signs?
Yeah, absolutely. Dementia Australia is the best resource to go to if people are concerned. We also offer at the Island Project the first and only multidisciplinary clinic that can help people through a diagnosis of dementia as well. It can be a bit of an arduous journey going from specialist to specialist sometimes, but this is a clinic, it's a one-stop shop where you can be referred from your GP and have, I guess, a battery of tests, and then come through with either a diagnosis or maybe to be referred back in a few months' time if there's something there that's of concern. But normally I think the first port of call is to see your GP, but there's some great resources on online through Dementia Australia.
When you say there are some preventative measures we can take, once there is a diagnosis, can you slow or even reverse to a degree?
You can't reverse the damage, sadly, once it happens in the brain. You can, there are some drugs that may sort of help with your cognition, so the way that you think and your memory a little bit, but that doesn't work necessarily for everybody.
And they're long-term studies, hence what you're doing with UTAS.
Yeah, exactly. And I think what we want to do is not only look at how we can get people much more aware of how they can reduce their risk of developing dementia, but even things, we're doing studies on biomarkers, so you can tell a lot in blood.
Yep.
And that may even tell us how we can diagnose dementia a lot earlier and therefore develop treatments to help treat and maybe even slow down. If you think about it, what causes dementia is disease, and diseases can be treated and they can be cured. Yeah. And the only way we know how to do that is through research. And so that's why it's so important that people get involved where they can in research. And in Tasmania, you know, we do a really great job of putting up our hands to help out.
It's Dementia Action Week. That expo is coming up at the Parranapple Arts and Convention Centre on Thursday in Devonport. Justine Kay, Project Officer for Island Project, thank you for coming in today. Really appreciate it. I've learned a little bit.
Oh, thank you, Lee. I'm glad.
And for anybody that wants to learn a little bit more, just look for those resources online or head to the expo this Thursday in Devonport. See you next time on The Home Run.
Great. Thanks, Lee.